Hello, everyone. This is Fights of the Roundtable, the show where five schmucks argue about topics that don't matter. I'm your host, Matt Cynics, joined by my fellow schmucks, John Avery.
What's up?
Edson Bezerra.
Hello, my children.
John Dobson.
Hee-hee!
Josh Hirth.
Hello, hello.
And Matt Swearingen.
Hey-o.
Now, you already know, last time we had our first mascot fight to the death bracket, and it was a bloody battle. The tactical cows from Chick-fil-A came out on top, as you will recall. And this week, we are continuing the series with cereal mascots. This bunch is truly, truly a bunch of psychopaths. This could go either way.
Are we talking about the mascots or the panel?
Yes.
You know what? Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
All right. Yeah, I want to clarify.
Truly a frightening bunch here. So it'll be interesting to see who comes out on top. You guys ready to get started?
Do it.
Okay. We're kicking things off with round one here. Our first matchup is number 1 seed, Tony the Tiger, versus number 16 seed, Buzz the Bee. I think it's fairly obvious, but Tony's from Frosted Flakes, and Buzz the Bee is the little bee from Cheerios.
I'm ready to vote.
Yeah.
As long as Tony's not allergic, yeah.
Yeah, if Tony's not allergic. But, I mean, the gift of flight really changes the game, I think. I don't think it's as easy because while obviously Tony the Tiger is the superior killing machine, he's got to catch the bee, and the bee just has to fly like 15 feet up, and he's fine.
Dude, I've seen tigers get
eventually he's
got
to come down.
Okay, 25 feet up. He's a bee. And he can go as high as he really needs to. And then just wait.
He's got to come down to fight.
Like, he does, but he can also wait until he falls asleep. Because, I mean, Tony's got to fall asleep.
Only sting him once. He's a bee.
He's playing the long game. You're right. It's Tony
over awake bee any day of the week. I'm still
this is Buzz the swarm of bees.
He'll just
maybe.
In his
yeah. So like
the
yeah,
bee with his
a,
tail. That's a win.
Like that's, yeah. If he could somehow Buzz the Bee could somehow group his friends together to attack, that would be one thing. But this is a one-on-one matchup, I think, and I would just say Tony Tiger is a much. I mean, Tony the Tiger. Come on, he's great.
Nicely done. He is great. I just think it's gonna be harder for him to swat one tiny bee out of the sky. That's all.
But again, if he's not allergic to bees, so what if he gets stung?
It's true. Plus, I think that bee's kind of arrogant.
Yeah, he
comes
off
really
cocky. He can like solve heart issues.
Right.
Lower cholesterol.
Not even a doctor.
Right.
Not even a doctor.
All right, you've changed my mind. We're good.
Yeah, the nerve. Is anyone voting for Buzz the Bee?
No.
Buzz the Diabetes? Okay. No.
Fair enough.
Once again, here we are all shaking our heads. Sounds great on radio. And
I said
absolutely.
No verbally.
Well done. Absolutely. Good job, buddy.
Okay.
Want a cookie?
Tony the Tiger, moving on. Next, we have number 9 seed, Frankenberry, versus number 8 seed, Trix the Rabbit.
Ooh. Yeah, I know, man. The rabbit always gets caught. So he's not sneaky.
True.
A bunch of kids, no less.
Yeah.
So he would have got away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling kids.
But Frankenberry's pretty
dumb.
And
their stupid dog. Wait, what?
What? What's that, Matt?
Frankenberry's pretty dumb.
Yeah, and slow.
Yes.
But he's still a monster. Like, he's not just a rabbit.
Yeah, but Trix Rabbit's pretty quick, you know? Like, speed matters.
Yeah, speed. So he can get away, but how's he going to kill Frankenstein monster?
Right.
Yeah, I mean, what's he going to do to him?
I don't know.
He's going to trick him.
Does he carry a spoon with him, a large metal spoon?
Well, I'm looking at a picture of Frankenberry. Frankenberry's holding the spoon in the picture I'm looking at. So I feel like he's got the weapon advantage.
I think that the monster that has various metal parts attached to him will probably be able to manifest more weapons than the furry rabbit.
I think it might take him a while.
Yeah, I'm with you guys now. I'm with you. Yeah. You've convinced me.
The Funko Pop of Frankenberry is holding a spoon and a bowl. So he gets two weapons.
Yeah, you've convinced me. I'm
Whoa.
Good. Yeah. I'm good. Dang.
Okay, I guess I think I'm feeling the room here. Is anyone voting for Trix?
No, we are not.
Speak now or forever hold your... Okay, Frankenberry takes that one.
Now, if it was better mascot, I might be swayed the other way, but in a fight to the death, I'm going Frankenberry.
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah. Sticking on topic, I appreciate it. Cool, guys. Next one up here, we have number 5 seed, Chip the Wolf from Cookie Crisp. And number 12 seed, Toucan Sam from Fruit Loops.
Okay.
So I'm initially leaning towards Cookie Crisp. I mean, he's a wolf. They do play that up, that he's a wolf and has those kinds of properties of being an animal. But I see the merits of going for Toucan Sam. He's got the flying ability. I think that is a big thing to have. He's also got a huge beak, so it's not like he can't fight back. Especially if he like dive bombs the wolf out of nowhere, pecks his eyes out, and makes it an honest fight. So I think this is a little bit closer than I initially thought.
Something maybe worth mentioning. Yeah, man.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are we doing our childhood version of these, or what's current?
I'll kind of leave that up to you guys. I admit I'm not as hip on what's current. I think a lot of us are probably reverting back to our childhood memories of these.
I did want to say, in my childhood,
we didn't have him. We didn't have the wolf.
Right. Didn't have wolves yet. They hadn't made those.
Yeah, I don't know when they added the wolf in. Cookie Crisp
used to be a dude, right?
No, so they originally had like the Cookie Crisp, like he was like a thief.
Yeah.
And the dog was like the sidekick.
Right. And then they changed it to a wolf.
They kind of moved it to the wolf.
Yeah.
Yeah, many Stealing of these have gone bad. Through many iterations.
He was the cookie crook and the cookie cop.
Yes.
What they were.
Nice.
Okay.
So I did want to mention real quick, just, you know, I think if we're going based off the commercials, right, like many of these mascots here are not like, obviously, the real life version. Like, it's not a small bird or a small rabbit. Like, the Trix rabbit is the size of the kit. You know, he's a big rabbit.
Right.
Same with these birds. These are big birds. So, while I think a wolf would destroy a tiny bird, these are all kind of large mascots. So, just keep that in mind. That's all I had to say.
Go ahead, Matt. I'm sorry.
The new version is not going to compete.
It's not close. No.
We're going to stick with the old version.
Yeah.
So, in my research, I've discovered that the new version is much more 2D. Like, he doesn't even have three dimensions to him. And his eyes are bigger, allowing for more vicious attacks from the wolf. It's an overall L for me. So
yeah, I'm with you.
Again, in these fights, I don't necessarily see flight as a huge advantage, because their fight is not necessarily going to be in the air.
Well, that's the thing. Ground,
but on land, they don't have anything to fight with.
I mean, they're going to be able to
escape. They can defensively,
they can escape.
Escaping is not fighting.
Well, but they have to win eventually. They have to win or lose eventually.
That's the thing. Yeah. No, you're right.
Who could survive, then that's a different conversation.
I think this one's closer for me because of the fact that wolf is also, he's just as agile. Whereas, like, the Frankenberry isn't agile at all. So for me, like, at least the flight comes into play there. Where here, I don't think it does, because the bird tries to fly away, the wolf can just reach up and grab him.
Yeah. Yep, I'm ready. I'm going to vote for Wolf on this one.
Wolf.
Yeah.
Anyone for Toucan Sam? Alrighty. Chip the Wolf. 5-0.
That's three straight 5-0s.
Just...
Man, by the way,
I almost feel like we should have done best mascot slogan or whatever. That would have been amazing.
Now, I guess that would mean he'd be Toucan Sam.
Oh.
We made it, what, 10
minutes? I'm looking
minutes?
At my watch.
Something like that?
Yeah, I was
so close. All right. Next up, we have number 13 seed, Sunny the Cuckoo Bird from Cocoa Puffs versus number 4 seed, Crunchosaurus Rex from Cruncheroos.
Mm. Is he a T-Rex?
Yes.
Yeah.
So it's like a Crunchosaurus.
Less athletic T-Rex.
Small arms.
Definitely. Yep.
Big head, little arms.
But again...
I am less familiar with the Crunchosaurus Rex.
Yeah, I had to look him up. And this is the Crunchosaurus versus who again? Some other bird?
Sunny the Cuckoo Bird.
Okay, so it's a bird again.
Yeah, but you can't rule out Crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sonny is crazy, and crazy kind of wins a lot of fights.
It does, but how's he going to penetrate that skin?
Go for the eyes.
This is the most dangerous bird, in my opinion, that we've had yet.
Yes.
Yeah, or flying. I guess we had a bee, right? That's an insect, yeah. Not a bird.
Yeah.
But this is the most dangerous flying animal we've had so far.
Again, assume these guys are basically the same size. So it's not like this giant T-Rex.
Oh, but I view it as a T-Rex size versus a bird size. And now he's a bigger bird. I'd say he's almost a human-sized bird, like the Trix Rabbit is.
I think so,
right?
Yeah. He's definitely a human-sized bird, yeah.
Yeah. But even still, a human-sized bird against a regular-sized T-Rex, or even a Barney-sized T-Rex, still.
No, I'm going
to – I picture more Barney size.
Okay.
I'm still going to put this on a slightly – on a like a more even playing field just because I feel like being arbitrary at this point. I think it seems fun. I like Sonny the cocoa bird a little bit better than I do like the Cruncheroo T-Rex. I just feel like of the different matchups, this is the one where I feel Crazy Wood has a chance to win over size.
If the bird can land on the T-Rex's head, the T-Rex can't reach up there and grab the bird.
Correct.
Right.
So it's not like the wolf, where the wolf could be agile and like turn around and snap at him and grab him. That's a T-Rex with a giant head and tiny little arms. So like,
I mean, he actually has longer arms than a normal T-Rex would have.
He does. I'm looking at a picture here.
According to our,
long enough to handle a spoon.
He could reach his head. Mm. He could reach on top of his head. But I'm not seeing teeth. Like big scary. I mean, I guess we assume that there are teeth, but like
he's got like jagged jaws,
gums, jagged gums.
Yeah. Jagged gums is a great band name.
Jagged gums. Coincidentally, that was my nickname in high school.
Yikes! Oh,
I don't
before extensive dental work.
Yeah, we can cut that one short right there.
But so he's got longer arms, but Sonny's wings, like he can operate his hands on the end. So he's not. It's not just bird.
Oh,
he's,
that's true.
He can hold on to things.
Thumbs.
He has fed thumbs.
Never underestimate opposable thumbs.
Ever.
I just have to take a dinosaur over a bird. Like
dinosaurs are birds. Same thing.
Josh is a dinosaur. But do you have any thoughts on this?
Yeah. And he's an old bird. No, Josh is a fossil. There's a difference.
Keep it up. That's true.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. That's totally
my PG-13.
I find it hard to believe that a bird is going to be able to peck through the skin of a T-Rex or poke his eyes if the T-Rex can reach his head. If the T-Rex could not reach up there, then the bird can just clamp onto the skin on the top of the head and just poke his eyes out. And they may not kill him, but he can still win in a fight. We haven't determined what constitutes winning a fight. Or do we say it's to the death?
I think if I'm blind, I've pretty much lost the fight.
That's what I'm saying,
I would agree with that, yes.
So you peck out his eyes, and he might still be alive, but he might be panhandling on the street with a couple full of quarters.
Yeah, I'm ready to vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go around. Let's go around for this one. Josh, how do you vote?
I'm gonna go.
Brontosaurus or kookaburra?
He can reach. He can reach the top of his head, and that's frightening to me. So I'm gonna go with Crunchosaurus.
Okay. One for Crunchosaurus. John Dobson.
Yeah, I'm gonna go Crunchosaurus on this one.
Crunchosaurus. John Avery.
You know what? I'm going cuckoo.
Uh-oh. Oh, snap.
Uh-oh.
He's got the thumbs and the crazy factor.
Does Hillary know?
From the previous episode.
Yeah, she knew a long time ago.
We know is some good criteria there for John Avery. All right, Edson.
Oh, I'm definitely going cuckoo.
Oh, snap.
Oh.
All right, Matt. That. It's going to be.
Yeah, it's Crunchosaurus.
Yes.
Crunchosaurus all day long.
Yes.
Source. Nice.
Love it.
Ooh, close one. Okay, next up
I just think it's really funny. I am super excited Crunchosaurus won, and I didn't know about him 15 minutes ago. Like, I had no idea he existed. And I'm really happy he won that round.
Ah, that's so upset. Dude,
I don't even know if you can buy that anymore. Can you buy Crunchers?
I've never heard of that cereal. So.
I think we would know them if they were still around.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, next we have number 3 seed, Crazy Craving, which is the honeycomb monster, versus number 14 seed, Dig'em Frog from Honey Smacks.
Oh, that's easy for me. I'm done.
Yep.
Yeah, for listeners, the frog. Yeah, this crowd hates frogs, like a lot.
Not the entire crowd. There's like
this is a cool looking frog, but he's still a frog. So,
so Smacks are good. Don't get me wrong. I like Honey Smacks, but I don't like frogs. So, plus, so wait. So hold on a second, because
it's a terrifying animal, guys.
That's what I'm about to say. I'm like, you are four grown men who are afraid, terrified of frogs, and. Puppies were not a plague, right, Matt? Correct.
Preach.
And so biblical. There you go. Right there, that tells you the danger that comes in facing a frog, and should tell you I would probably lean towards the frog winning in this kind of death match.
Dude, go Google Crazy Craving mascot. That dude is way crazier than Sonny.
He looks psycho.
Yeah, it would take a plague of frogs to take him down.
I'm frightened.
If it was a plague of frogs.
Now you guys go for the crazy.
The honeycomb commercials. The honeycomb commercials are just great. Like, regardless of how you guys vote, watch some of those old commercials. They're amazing. I don't know who thought that was like a great idea, but I love it. It's fantastic. Hire that person. Sounds like you guys are ready to go.
I think we're ready to vote incorrectly.
All right. Edson, let's start with you, man.
The frog. Frog's going to win this fight.
The Dig'em Frog. All right. One for the Dig'em Frog.
Yep, there's one John wrong Avery. Vote.
Crazy Craving all day. That thing.
Crazy Craving.
Is frightening.
John Dobson.
Crazy Craving.
Oh, snap. Matt.
So here's the deal. I'm much more terrified of the frog. Okay? Like, very recently, my wife asked me, like, what is your greatest fear? And I immediately responded, frogs. And she's like, no, like actually your greatest fear. And I was like, frogs, because it's legitimately the thing I'm most afraid of in the entire world. She's like, no, but like getting tortured by terrorists or frogs, like a frog jumping on you. I'm like, a frog jumping on me would be torture. That's so scary. I'm so afraid of it. It stresses me out right now just literally to talk about it. And so I don't want to talk about frogs anymore, so I'm voting for Crazy Craving.
Boom.
Fair enough. I mean, I was going to say, I encourage you guys to think – this is frog versus honeycomb monster. So don't worry, you're safe. It's okay. It's going to be fine. All right, I'm just curious, Josh, how would you have voted?
Yeah, no, it's the crazy thing. Even if it wasn't a frog, it's going to be tough.
That thing is crazy.
I'm really excited to see what matchups the crazy guy has later on.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, he will be facing off against one of these two contestants here. So we have number 11 seed, the Quaker from Quaker Oats, versus number 6 seed, Count Chocula, who's simply a General Mills mascot.
Oh come on. I think Count Chocula all day.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
the Quaker's a pacifist. He loses every fight.
I mean, I was thinking
he loses it. Historically, he loses.
Vampire, but okay.
Yes.
That's an L.
It doesn't hurt that he's a vampire, but Quaker's losing to everybody, historically.
But I do feel like if anybody was going to take out a vampire, it would be somebody with the power
with
of Christ.
A wooden cross? With a wooden cross?
With an old wooden cross. Like, obviously has stakes, you know?
It would be a good fight. But I'm still taking Count Chocula.
Yeah, I mean, the Quaker is an old guy by this point. Maybe if the Quaker was 25... You know, and go toe to toe with Count Chocula for a little while. He's got those wooden stakes, but
wouldn't Count Chocula technically be an old guy too? Like,
yes, but he's
ageless. Immortal. He's undead. He's ageless.
Yeah, exactly. So it doesn't count.
Supernatural doesn't count.
Quaker Oats, though, he like that guy reminds me of a revolutionary. Like just looking at him, like that guy hung out with George Washington. Okay.
No, he reminds me more of like I don't want to say because this is a family podcast.
It's a good idea.
I
don't want you to say either.
So I'm ready.
All right. We'll start with you then, Mr. Hearth.
Chocula.
Chocula. You know what? Let's do this one. Anybody voting for quicker?
Nope.
What's next?
No, oh, there's one.
I'm going to give him
one vote. Okay.
The power of Christ. I'll count Chocula to death.
I need an old priest and a young priest.
Nevertheless, Count Chocula moves on 4-1. Next up, we have number 7 seed, Lucky the Leprechaun from Lucky Charms, versus number 10 seed, the Yummy Mummy, also Ooh. Jennifer's mascot.
Mm. Man, I don't know.
I don't know what powers the leprechauns all possess.
I don't know. I've seen some horror flicks with leprechauns in them, and they seem to possess plenty of power.
He's also just very lucky.
I mean, he can't be too lucky. They keep taking all of his cereal all the time. If he's really lucky, they wouldn't steal it, right?
Doesn't he, like, teleport around, though? I feel like that's at least
one. I think
so. I was going to say, he's got some magical powers.
He can just pop up behind the mummy and then just, he's done. Pull off all the dressings.
I'm going leprechaun.
And the mummy falls apart. Yeah. He's too quick.
Come on. You got hearts, stars, horseshoes, clovers, and blue moons, pots of gold and rainbows, and his red balloons. He's got all kinds of weapons.
Well, man. Was that just off the top of the noggin there?
Yes, it was.
That's amazing. Amazing. Quick.
I love Lucky Charms.
Quick. But are all those objects? There. Does he have all those objects, or are they just marshmallows? Because those are
he could seems like blast them out of with magic. So I'm gonna
make them float and leap off of them, and like there's a lot happening that he has the power over.
Yeah. So I think he could like blast the mummy in the face. And
I mean, I was voting for him anyway, but yes.
So before we get past this too much, I just need to make you guys aware that I tried to do internet research on Yummy Mummy, and there's definitely a reality TV show about like four moms called Yummy Mummy.
So, yes, I saw that.
Saw that too.
Is it British?
Definitely.
I don't know, but
opened that up and was like, oh, okay. Don't know how to handle this. So
it wasn't about cereal.
Internet browsing
history. Wasn't nothing about cereal. So,
yikes! I'm disappointed that my Google search for Lucky the Leprechaun powers did not give me anything. I'm very sad. No one's done a deep dive into this. Yeah,
we need trading cards. You know, like baseball players have. Yes. It tells you what all their powers are in the back.
Stats on the back. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
How many children he ate last year and all that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I'm sure he eats children, right?
Well, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I feel like the mummy's in the same boat as Frankenberry. Like, he's a monster, he's slow, he doesn't have much going for him. You've got to unwrap him. And
I say, I actually feel like, yes, I'm with you, but I feel like he's even lower than Frankenberry.
Oh, yeah, I totally easier agree to with that.
Not as much strength.
Right.
And has he been soaked in embalming fluids for thousands of years? Just light him on fire.
Oh,
light him up.
Wow. I was wondering when that was going to take a violent turn. Light him on fire.
I mean, it is.
We're talking about fights to the death.
So. This is all about fights to the death. It's all violent turn.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, you guys ready to go?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to start in what I'm viewing as my upper left corner. Mr. Matt.
Lucky.
Edson.
Yeah, Lucky.
Lucky. John Avery.
Give me the leprechaun.
Oh, snap. He's got it. Josh Dobson. What do you guys think?
Wait. Josh Dobson. I'm John. He's Josh.
I fused you into one.
Somehow you called on no one.
John, I guess we have to answer at the same time. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Lucky.
Lucky.
No? Wow. Oh, way to go. Wow.
Cool. Yikes.
I was on cue in my headphones.
You're on cue in your head.
Right. Lucky takes that one. 5-0. Last round here, or last matchup, I should say. In round one, we have number 15 seed Snap, Crackle, and Pop from Rice Krispies versus number 2 seed Captain Crunch.
Ooh, the captain. Man, you got to put those two together, really?
But here's the thing. Right, the cap doesn't even know. He's not accurately ranked. He has the incorrect uniform on.
He's been getting underpaid for years.
Yes.
Because he's an admiral, right?
He's an admiral, I believe.
Yeah.
See, this is going to be hard, though, because what we did in the last episode with the cows is there was 3 of them.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So now we got
they're large and tactical. I don't know.
You guys brought in,
that's true. They are tactical.
You guys brought in the fact that they parachuted one time that make them SEAL Team 6.
They climb water towers.
Actually, it was Steer Team 6, but
they also
okay.
infiltrated so many companies, large fast food companies, to destroy them from the inside out.
Are Snap, Crackle, and Pop
cows have already won?
Are they what?
Sorry?
Magical at all?
I mean, they're elves, right?
Yeah, they're elves.
I think so. Or just very small.
They're the Keebler.
The cap.
I will.
Keebler.
I will look it up for you.
They're not Keebler. Ignore that.
Nord.
Species elf. No, we're good. Yep. Okay.
So they are elves.
Does it get their stats on there?
Hold up.
No.
Voiced by Chris Evans. What is this right now?
I'm Can't sorry. Be that.
Ooh. Carry on.
What? There's multiple Chris Evans.
Matt just mute his mic so he can listen to Chris Evans voice Snap, Crackle, and Pop or something. Is it American Chris Evans or British?
I don't know,
Chris
but
Evans?
Oh, no. Kel Mitchell is also in the credits there. That's
yeah,
weird.
I see that.
If it's actually, you know, Chris Evans, at some point does he yell out elves assemble?
It is not
that
it
would
is
be
not
awesome.
Cap. It's not Cap. All right, well, it's other Chris Evans.
And wouldn't he voice Captain British. Crunch at that point?
Right. Yeah, British.
He's the captain. Yeah. Anyway, carry on. Captain Crunch versus...
Anyway, so Captain Crunch. I mean, a captain is
he's strategic.
I'm assuming strategic, trained in arms and combat of some sort. I recognize that he has been demoted in rank according to his uniform. But regardless... He's in his attire. He's swashbuckling. He's kind of like probably has a saber on his person. So, whereas Snap, Crackle, and Pop do not have weapons. So, I'm going to lean more towards Captain Crunch here than I will to Snap, Crackle, and Pop. Although originally I was thinking the other way around. Well, and he's probably. Yep.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's Christopher James Evans from Warrington, England. Not Captain.
Loser.
Carry on.
He's got a sweet car collection.
That he does.
In the 90s.
Way to stay on topic.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop were reimagined as superheroes.
Oh.
These are important things to know, guys.
I don't know how much that factors in, but okay, superhero like... is going to have power. That, now
like,
they're back
arms, like arms fall off boy or something.
That is true. We don't know.
So, the Plorp was his name?
Super DuPont.
Super DuPont.
Like
underrated superhero.
These guys are smaller than a spoon, the three of them. Like
they getting whooped on.
Yeah, he's gonna slap his hand down and smash him. So yeah, no, I don't think this is even close.
This
so,
is Cap and it's over.
It's, yeah.
Plus I would say
Cap, have you never seen Indian in the Cupboard? If you get enough of them, you can overtake things.
There's only three.
There's only three.
I know, but it's only
so
one.
That's not enough.
It's an L.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is coming from the captain is more of a captain than the colonel was a colonel.
That's true.
I love how this conversation of you, they're tiny guys. You can crush them. Comes from four guys who are afraid of a frog.
Snap, Crackle, and Pop aren't poisonous or demonic or possessed.
Also, yeah, I'm sorry. I've seen frogs that are not tiny. Okay?
Fact.
Oh, man.
Mm.
Yeah.
You've seen the bufo toads?
And listen, if I opened up my front window right now and Snap, Crackle, and Pop were stuck to the front of the window with their faces pressed against it,
way
I'd be
less
terrifying.
I'd still
way be terrifying.
Less terrifying than if it was a frog.
Well, yes. I mean, that would essentially make them frogs at that point, right? But yeah, I'd rather have that than a frog. But if I'm telling you,
it's just magical fairy creatures. That's okay.
Yeah, obviously, but I'm ready to vote.
Yeah, let's get this vote underway. Matt, let's start with you. Man.
Please.
Yeah, Captain Crunch.
Captain Crunch. Edson.
Captain Crunch.
Anybody for Snap, Crackle, Pop?
Native.
Nope.
Fair enough. Captain takes it 5-0. That does it for round one. Okay.
Woo-hoo.
You guys will... You can breathe a sigh of relief here. There's no frogs in round two, so we're...
Good.
We're okay. We're good.
Praise the Lord.
And kicking off round two, we have number one seed Tony the Tiger versus number nine seed Frankenberry.
It's Tony.
I think it's Tony. Yeah.
Speaking of power.
Yep.
Like, I don't know. I mean, we could debate all the logistics of it, but it's Tony.
Shall we move on?
Next question.
No, see, so I think I feel like this should actually have a little bit of debate because Frankenberry is a monster and is.
But he's made up of human parts, and tigers kill humans all the time.
Yeah.
Ripped them to shreds.
Yeah, but and killed humans, humans also kill tigers all the time, too. Not like. Yeah,
with a gun?
Right, when they have weapons.
Right.
The dude is made up of, has metal parts all attached to him. Did you not, on one of the pictures I saw him, he's got like these giant chains wrapped around his chest. So it is not like it's a cut and dry, oh, he can't win a fight against Tony the Tiger.
I don't think he's fast enough to use those chains, though.
But you're just assuming that because he's a big guy, he's slow.
I'm assuming because they're all made up.
Yeah, but I can tell you from experience that big guys are slow.
Oh, I thought there you were going to say from experience of like being tied up with chains or something. I was concerned about where that was going.
And let's be honest.
Please tell me that guy's going to get eaten.
Frankenberry looks stoned out of his mind. Watching a video.
My God.
Oh, yeah, it's Tony the Tiger all day.
Yep, never mind. I changed my mind.
Do you see the picture of Frankenberry? He looks like the last thing he wants to do is fight.
Yeah. Right.
So, yes, for lizards, we just watched a terrifying video of a tiger leaping very high.
It had to be 10 feet. It had to,
to catch some meat. Cool.
Some
Tony the Tiger then?
Frankenberry.
Tony the Tiger, 100%.
Yep.
All right, Tony's moving on. Next up, we have number 5 seed, Chip the Wolf, versus number 4 seed, Crunchosaurus Rex.
All right, so I know that you guys used the argument earlier that the Crunchosaurus Rex has some sort of magical impenetrable hide that the bird can't peck through.
Well, but for a bird.
Versus a wolf. This is a different conversation.
But this time around, I feel that the wolf has a much better advantage over this Crunchosaurus Rex.
Yeah, the wolf has teeth, not jagged gums.
And claws.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I'm actually going to go with Wolfman Jack.
And he can, like, probably huff and puff and blow the T-Rex over, right? And, like, he won't be able to get up.
Probably.
Mm. Maybe.
We don't know. The strength of his lung capacity? I don't know.
Saying if he's got, like, a cousin or something.
I mean, they never explicitly address that in the commercials. How much can the wolf blow over? But you might not be wrong.
The lack of serial mascot lore that we have, you know.
Yeah.
I'm hoping we start a trend.
Yeah.
Similar.
We need
to
send this episode to like Post and
hashtag jagged
and all
gums.
I'm not gonna lie. Totally. I would watch a comic book universe about these characters. I definitely would.
Oh.
Yeah.
I need to know the origin story of Tony the Tiger. How did he get so strong? How is he able to walk on his hind legs? I need to know. All right.
I feel like that'll be a much easier pitch than some of the other, say, comic book heroes that we may or may not have talked about in previous podcasts.
Super DuPont.
Yeah, that dude was actually pretty legit when you looked into it.
Yeah, actually, when we looked into it, I was like, okay, I'm going to give this guy more credit. Oh, but
we should just air around one of that episode. All right, guys. Chip the Wolf, Crunchosaurus Rex. What are we doing?
Wolf.
Wolf time.
Wolf. Woof.
Woof. Okay. Yep.
That was rough.
A 5-0.
All right. Well, that sounded like a 6-0, but.
No, that was just me. That was me. Okay. We're moving on to number 3 seed, Crazy Craving, versus number 6 seed, Count Chocula.
Ooh.
It's a lot of C's. It's a lot of alliteration.
It is a lot of C's. Stan Lee would be proud.
Yeah.
You have the classic battle of
good versus evil.
Legendary.
Oh,
there's no way that crazy.
Which one is good?
Versus legendary crazy. So, is pure evil of Count Chocula enough to overcome pure crazy of?
I mean, as we all know, chocolate is evil. So, I think it's pure evil.
Well, I would completely disagree there, but
yeah.
For listeners, what do you mean? I have an aversion to chocolate. Yeah,
man, I forgot about that.
I forgot you were wrong.
I was born wrong.
I
don't even deny it.
That's where I'm at right now.
Right.
So who's replacing Matt?
Right. I mean, we're accepting new applications for moderator/host. But so, keep in mind, moderating's hard.
Yeah, so
seating
is hard. So if we remember that Count Chocula is evil, there's no low that he's not going to stoop to win. right? And so I understand, like, normally my argument is crazy wins every time, but evil mm-hmm. can find a way to just be deceitful or with, you know, have some guile and figure out a way to pull out the win. If it was a good guy, like say Tony the Tiger, who's portrayed as like a very happy guy, I would say that would be a tougher matchup. With this one, I really feel like Count Chocula has the upper hand over crazy.
Yeah, I don't think what's the dude's name? I'm sorry.
Count Chocula?
Count Chocula?
No, not Count
crazy
Chocula.
Crazy Craving.
Crazy Craving. I don't think he's the right kind of crazy. I think he's just like,
what is the right kind? Like Josh crazy or?
Wow.
Like,
dude, I'm right here.
Yeah. Yeah. No, like, Harley Quinn is crazy, but she's like sinister and you know, Crazy Craving is just like runs around looking for honeycomb. Like that's all he does. So I don't think
he's fixated.
Yeah, I don't know that he is like the right kind of crazy to actually like attack Count Chocula or even know how to, because he's a vampire. So like he's got very specific ways he could die. And I don't think Crazy Craven would actually figure that out. I think he'd just run around looking for honeycomb.
There you go.
Deep, insightful. Anybody else have anything? Count.
Yeah, I mean, Count Chocula is the nerdiest looking vampire I've ever seen, but if we're assuming he's got all vampire powers, I think he can take him.
I mean, he's seen some nerdy vampires, so
he just seems like, yeah, he would actually
don't take strategic. That statement lightly.
Like about this battle, and I feel like Crazy Craving is just going to be crazy, and I don't know. I just don't think he has the physical ability to take on.
Okay, so before we vote, according to everyone's favorite research website, Wikipedia.
Isn't that the only research website?
Yeah, but I was, you know. All right, so it says here that the children actually turn into the Crazy Craving guy. So at their That's heart, correct. They're just kids.
That until the craving is satisfied?
Does that also mean that there's
Do
an
they
army
turn
of
back?
It says here, in 1995, a mascot, Crazy Craving, was introduced as a wild-haired, marsupial-like cartoon character who rapidly craves honeycomb cereal and whom children in the commercials transform into.
Brutal.
Until they so what you're saying is they turn into exactly the thing, or they're the thing that Count Chocula is looking for, is his children to attack. So I still think that Count Chocula wins this.
Yeah, shall we make it official?
Yeah, I don't think that changed my opinion at all.
Okay. Does anyone need more time? I'll just call you last. If you need. Good. Okay. I'm going to start with John Dobson.
Count Chocula.
Chocula. Avery?
Chocula.
Chocula. I guess we'll go and throw it out there. Anybody for Crazy Craving?
No.
No.
Fair enough. Okay. The count moves on.
I mean, they're just kids.
5-0.
Well, it's not the count. The count is different.
You're right.
He might be the nerdiest vampire.
How did we forget about that? Yeah. Sure.
True.
Okay. Last matchup of round two, we have number 7 seed, Lucky the Leprechaun, versus number 2 seed, Cap'n Crunch.
Ooh. Now, this is actually a tougher matchup. We already established that Lucky has magical powers, right? So he could use those Lucky Charms as a weapon of some sort versus Captain Crunch, who has the saber. Like he has the weapons to at his disposal. So I'm so distracted right now.
I was going to say, I'm waiting for like a coherent thought here from Edson.
This is why we can't do video, because I'm watching Josh like poke.
Well, for some reason, Dobson just poked the camera on his screen, so I figured I'd follow suit. And then you guys just joined in.
I was reaching for the mute button, and it's right by the camera.
Oh, that would be more discreet.
Keep pressing it, please.
I can't.
So I think you know, I'm going to speak for Edson because he's unable to. I don't know if the captain's ever dealt with magic before. And that's tough. I mean, how does he know how to combat flying rainbows and pots of gold and stuff? Did they train him for that in the Naval Academy?
Seems like it's quickly turning into like a Neverland situation, right? Like a ship and flying, and I don't know. This is just
like Captain.
I don't know that he can handle it. It's like Hook versus Pan. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. If it were Captain Jack Sparrow, it'd be a different story because he has dealt with magic.
True.
I just don't. I don't see Captain Crunch getting the dub over the Leprechaun here.
I don't know that Lucky's magic is like good for fighting though. I don't know.
No, he's not true.
Yeah, that's the issue I have.
And here's where it does come into play. Like, are these marshmallows or is it an actual literal pot of gold that he can throw at him? Because that makes a big difference.
There are marshmallows in the commercial.
Yeah, I think they're marshmallows. Okay. Which
I would eat those marshmallows all day long.
Right.
Yes.
But that brings me to another point. Go ahead, Avery.
No, I'd like, if he's pelting with marshmallows, can he just eat his way out? I don't know. Kill him with diabetes, I guess.
Play the long game.
He does use portals in the commercials.
Yeah.
And those would be handy in fighting, control over portals. Mm-hmm.
And I guess, like, the marshmallows, like you were talking about, he's, like, jumping off of them in their platform. So I guess they could be, like, incredibly sturdy. And you could hit them with them. Like,
I mean, Captain the marshmallows in the cereal are not, like, spongy, like, soft marshmallows.
Reminds me of the Gold Balls hero, you know? But with marshmallows.
How effective are they?
You know? Yeah. All right, guys, let's wrap this one up here. Any other strong arguments?
Yeah, well, I mean, can Captain Crunch use his cereal as a weapon? Because that will cut open some people.
Absolutely.
That's true. Has anyone ever eaten Captain Crunch and not had his fully lacerated mouth?
Right. Yeah. No, that's what I'm saying. So, like
chewing on a Lego.
Yes.
Not that I would know what that's like either, but.
So what if he stepped on it?
Oh.
Yeah, if it's like a Lego. Oh. Like, ooh.
He's got shoes on.
That's fair.
And he teleports everywhere.
All right.
Yeah, all right. If you guys are ready, let's go and vote. Well,
let's see it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to start with Josh.
Captain Crunch versus Lucky. I think I'm going to go with Lucky on this one because I think if he can produce magical, even if they are marshmallows, I don't know if there's a limit he can produce. Why can't you just bury him in a mound of marshmallows?
Ooh, sink his ship.
I think you got to think outside the box. These are not supposed to be realistic matchups. So.
Outside the box.
John Dobson.
Yeah, I'm going to go Lucky on this one.
Okay. How about Edson?
No, I think that Captain Crunch wins this one with Cold Hard Steel over magic.
He's really into that saber. John Avery.
Yeah, I'm really debating this one because, like, it's a human with a weapon, but I think I believe in the magic enough, so I'm going Lucky.
Lucky it is. Mr. Matt, how would you have cast your...
I was going Lucky anyway. He historically is more confrontational. I know he's messing with the kids and it's all that stuff, but, like, Captain Crunch is just always happy and, like, their skill sets and all that are so even that, like, personality starts to play a role for me, and I know that he is a captain and has military experience. But yeah, I don't know. Lucky just seems pretty confrontational and mischievous.
Nice. Lucky moving on. That's going to do it for round two. And before we move on to the semifinals, first we have a word from our sponsor. So you're quarantined because of the virus. You finally get clearance to go back to the gym, but of course you need to wear your mask to help keep everyone safe. Good for you. But you need those sweet, sweet electrolytes, and you hate taking the mask on and off to drink your Gatorade. Enter Masquerade, the fully functional mask and drinking apparatus. You've seen those soda hats? Small time. Step aside, corona-spreading virus piece of trash. Masquerade is there to keep others safe from your vile breath while giving you easy access to your favorite workout beverage. Get 15% off your Masquerade apparatus with promo code 5DOPEYGUYS and get started today. Thank you to our sponsor. Guys, are you ready to move on?
Yeah.
Yes.
Great product, by the way.
Absolutely. Highly recommend.
If I worked out, I would totally use it.
Absolutely. So we're entering the semifinals here with number 1 seed, Tony the Tiger, versus number 5 seed, Chip the Wolf.
we have two predators.
Yep.
Which is great. But like wolves inherently, like the strength of the wolf is the pack, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the strength of the tiger is the tiger. So I'm going Tony on this one.
And this is a tiger that works out.
Yes.
So he's not just a regular schlub tiger who sits around watching TV.
No.
He hits the gym.
Eating sugar cereal all day.
Right, exactly. Yeah. He wouldn't do that.
But he's like, he's playing sports. He's got all kinds of, like, this
yep.
is. Yeah.
This is a serious tiger.
Serious tiger.
As opposed to other serious tigers.
Yes.
Yeah, we're not talking about those silly tigers.
Yeah.
Like Tigger. Like no. Tigger, no, Tigger no, no. in this matchup. No, not so much.
He is crazy.
Oh, he is. And he can bounce.
Different but he's the only one.
Not the right kind of crazy, according to John Dobson. So,
yeah.
Cool. Any other arguments here for Tony or Chip?
Nope.
Okay. I guess I'll just, I'm feeling it here. Anybody for Chip?
Nope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Great. Tony's moving on to the finals. Okay. Next up, we have number 6 seed Count Chocula versus number 7 seed Lucky the Leprechaun.
I got some magic at play.
Yeah, there's
exactly.
There you go.
Now, Count Chocula can also turn into a bat, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Finally, an opponent whose flying is actually useful.
Yeah. It's a flight on teleportation.
Yeah.
So.
Ooh.
But yes, but can, you have a character in Count Chocula who's not unfamiliar with magic and magical beings, and so. Where in the last matchup against Captain Crunch, it was, well, you know, Captain Crunch doesn't know how to deal with magic. You have, you know, Count Chocula, who is a magical being in and of himself, and probably not affected by magic in the same way.
Yeah.
But, and am I mistaken? The only way to kill a vampire is a wooden stake to the heart or a silver bullet, right?
Or sunlight, right?
Or sunlight.
Yeah.
Or sunlight.
Garlic keeps them away.
What about vanilla?
Any garlicky cereals.
But that's the thing. There's nothing.
Garlic O's didn't stand around for very long.
There's nothing I feel like that Lucky has in his arsenal of marshmallows.
His
his marshmallow.
Yep. Yeah, didn't work. I tried. Carry on.
Oh, my goodness.
He doesn't have anything that produces sunlight. He doesn't have anything that's wooden. He's got pots of gold, but not silver.
Would the rainbows work, you think?
I was thinking
about the rainbows being like a...
It's like UV light?
Right,
silver,
yeah.
Silver spoon?
No, I don't know. I'm leaning more towards Count Chocula on this one.
Yeah, so am I. I think he's hard to kill.
Yeah.
Any other arguments here for Count Chocula or Lucky? I just want to say the Count. I just want to say the Count.
I know. I'm sorry I ruined
Count Chocula. When we say the Count, we're talking about Dooku, right?
No. The Chuck.
Do it.
Okay. If you guys are ready, we'll put it to the vote.
Yeah, I'm ready. Right. Vote. I'm ready.
To wrap this up. Okay, I'm going to start with Mr. Matt.
Lucky.
Whoa.
Lucky.
Seems fun.
Did not seem that coming.
All right.
Josh.
No, it's Count Chocula because... Dobson was right. The only way you can kill him is sunlight, which the Lucky has no control over, a wooden stake through the heart, which I've never seen him carry around in the commercials, or what was the last thing I said? Oh,
vanilla.
What should we call it? What?
Sunlight.
Yeah, sunlight, a wooden stake through the heart.
Silver
Wasn't there a
silver bullet?
Silver bullet. But silver bullets are werewolves, not vampires.
Oh, right. You're right. Yes, I think you're correct.
Okay.
So either way, though, it doesn't matter. Lucky doesn't have any of that stuff, so I'm going to go
Lucky doesn't have a staff, does he? Or a walking stick?
Oh.
Like people who work for him?
He has an assistant and a publicist, but now I wouldn't say a full staff.
Okay.
Oh,
I thought you meant like a broad. Like
he
a,
did.
He did mean okay, that. Yeah,
I'm an
like
idiot.
A walking stick.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay, point is we have a vote for Count Chocula, the Chuck. John Dobson.
Count Chocula.
Count Chocula.
Chuck Norris.
Edson.
Count.
The Count. Chuck. And John Avery.
I think I'm going Count. He's more evil. I think he's got more powerful magic anyway.
Cool beans. All right. Count Chocula takes it 4-1. And, of course, that brings us to the finals. We have number 1 seed Tony the Tiger versus number 6 seed Count Chocula.
So do vampires die if you rip their head off?
I don't believe so.
But can you win the fight?
But it feels like you're not going anywhere until the sun comes out.
After you got right. Well, either way, true. I think if he mauls him, especially if he gets the decapitation, I don't think that vampires win in that fight.
No, I still think it's Tony. I think he can at least hold him off long enough.
He's a full-grown tiger, man. Those things are like 400 pounds.
Oh, yeah. Well, Tony's 6'3", by the way. Looked it up.
So
6'3".
If vampires don't die when they are decapitated, he still wouldn't come back until the next day, right?
Exactly.
So he would technically lose that fight.
Okay, hold on. In Germanic folklore, if you decapitate him and bury the head separate from the body, you can kill him.
Oh,
Tony can do that.
I appreciate that knowledge.
Because Tony's a thinker, too. He's not just a tiger.
Sometimes you have to put garlic in their mouth after you decapitate. But I think
sometimes, like, you have to, was this trial and error?
I don't know, man. I'm not German.
In fact, sometimes he is referred to as Tony the Thinker in media.
Really? I did not know that.
Not
that's,
at all.
That's a lie.
Zero times.
Literally never happened.
Oh my goodness.
Right now was the only time that's ever happened. So, what else are we thinking here? I mean, are you guys ready to vote? If so, that's cool.
I don't know. I still have a hard time because of the fact that you can decapitate him, he could come back the next day.
Right.
And but Tony the Tiger.
But we're talking about a fight, right?
But are we saying a fight to the death?
Well, how many times? He technically died. Just because he comes back doesn't mean he didn't, A, lose the fight, and B, lost to the death. So,
plus, you know, don't tigers usually hunt at night anyway?
Yeah.
So, like, he doesn't have an advantage of fighting in the night because tigers are good at that too.
Tigers' eyesight are actually better at night than they are in the day. So,
and since Count Chocula can't come out in the daytime, so he can turn into a bat, but what's he going to do? Then you're just never going to fight.
It's the runaway theory again.
Yeah.
It is a runaway theory.
Plus, tigers can climb trees. So even if he like flew up into a tree, like tigers can get up there.
Or he can grab a bat and a baseball or just and jump up him out of the air with it.
Or
That's true.
Right. That's the other part. He's humanoid, so it's not just that tigers can get up there. Like
at the thumbs.
He's more, I would say, I think I would be willing to say that he's more agile than a normal tiger.
Which is scary. He can
do humanoid things.
Plus, he knows how to turn two when he's playing second base. I've seen him do it.
Oh, yeah.
That takes skill. So I would not. I'm done. Tony the Tiger.
Yeah.
I'm voting.
Definitely better find motor skills than standard tiger.
And again, he's got hand paws. It's not just.
Yeah.
Right.
Paw. I don't know.
Paw.
He is not a grandpa, I don't think.
No, he has a son and a wife and a mom.
Oh, see, so he's got more to fight for, too.
Yeah.
True. There you go.
He's, and a daughter. He's more motivated.
This is the good lore right here.
His son, Tony Jr., and his daughter, Antoinette.
Well, that's not creative. That's
exactly Tonita.
Exactly what I expect from.
What's his wife's name? Tanya?
Mrs. Tony.
Mrs. Tony. It's Tony with an I.
And his mom, Mama Tony.
Mama Tony.
Tony might be a family name.
Why are they all named after his first name?
Well, I guess maybe they're all named after his mom.
Well, no, not if his kid is Tony Jr.
Well, it'll be Tony with a Y. If it started, it have to start with his mom or his dad.
It's true. Mm. But then his kid should be Tony the Third, technically.
Right. This is what true. I
think we've gotten a little bit off topic.
Yeah, I think so.
Maybe we really get to the root of this whole thing is what we're really at. This is the goal of this podcast.
This is groundbreaking journalism.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to say this is.
People need to make sure that we voted accurately based on the facts, okay?
Yep.
All right, so we're going to go and go around the loop here since it is the final. So, Mr. Matt, kick us off.
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. Edson.
I am torn and I want... No, I'm going to wait. I can't. I have to wait.
Fair enough. Josh. How long were you sitting on that one? You know what?
I changed my mind. How about you never do that?
Can't unsee it.
That was not great.
Can't unhear it. Yep.
This might be the video episode.
Does that swayed anyone towards Count Chocula?
Maybe.
Swayed me towards Count Chocula.
Josh.
John Dobson.
Oh, it's Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger. John.
Not Josh's version of Tony the Tiger.
That was not great.
That was not great.
Agree to disagree.
Despite Josh's best efforts, Tony's still greater.
Tony, all right, and Edson.
Yeah, we'll make it Tony the Tiger.
There you go.
Boom.
Man, Tony the Tiger takes it. How many did we have?
That's a lot.
Quite a few. Quick recap, as always. So in round one, we had... Tony the Tiger, Frankenberry, Chip the Wolf, Crunchosaurus Rex, Crazy Craving, Count Chocula, Lucky the Leprechaun, and Cap'n Crunch. Round two, Tony the Tiger, Chip the Wolf, Count Chocula, and Lucky the Leprechaun. Semifinals, Tony the Tiger, Count Chocula, and finally, Tony the Tiger takes it all. So we have Chick-fil-A cows and Tony the Tiger. Now, we're not getting into this fight, but that's going to be an interesting one for sure.
I'm excited for that matchup.
And it might not be that one because we still have two more brackets to go through. So seeding is hard.
Yep, we don't know. Seeding is hard. Nobody knows. So we hope everyone will join us next time for round three of the Mascot Fight series. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you want to know more about us, you can check out the links in the description. This has been really fun, guys. So thank you for doing that with us here. And we'll see you next time.
Groundbreaking journalism.
Yes.
That's what I'm going to say this is.